Hi, I'm Stephanie Johnson. Welcome to the Seeing with Stars podcast, where I share my 30 years plus experience in the world of astrology. Hi, I'm Steph Johnson. Welcome to another Seeing with Stars podcast. In this podcast, I want to talk about navigating midlife, and particularly navigating midlife through astrology. Many years ago, I myself went through what are called the midlife transits. And so they're what I want to talk about today. In the show notes, you'll also find a PDF with an article that I've written on navigating midlife. A lot of the information's taken from there, but also from my many years of consulting with people who are going through the midlife transits themselves. Back in the day when I was going through my own navigating midlife, I was just starting to feel a bit restless, feeling like I wanted things to change. And sometimes not quite sure how or what I wanted to change. I don't know if anybody else feels like that these days, but some of my clients do. And we have a set of three transits that we talk about as navigating midlife. However, the thing that happened to me the other day was I had a client who was in their 40s, early 40s, navigating midlife, and it suddenly occurred to me, is this still midlife? People are living longer, and as you may have heard in my Saturn return podcast, the first Saturn return is at 29, the next one at 58, and now people are living long enough for them to experience their third Saturn return at 87 or thereabouts. So perhaps 42, yeah, it still could be midlife, I think, but it doesn't feel quite the same now as it did perhaps a decade or so ago when, you know, what is it they say now? 60 is the new 50, 50 is the new 40, etc. So I think we just take that into consideration that I think some time ago when you went to midlife, say 40 or 50, it was seen as the second half of your life was all downhill. It seems pretty incredible now perhaps. Now it's a shift of gear. Astrologically, it's always been a shift of gear. The time they used to talk about having a midlife crisis, and the reason why it was a crisis was because so many people had not been living true to themselves. So many people had not been authentic. Being authentic is now accepted. The more that you've lived your first 40 or 38 to 40 years of your life not being true to yourself, the more you're likely to experience the midlife as a crisis rather than a transition. I read a great many books about women, in particular women, because that's what I am, but I guess also I wanted women mentors. I wanted women to say, well, what did I go through when I was navigating my midlife and what did I change? And I was really curious. And I won't go into all of the books here, but one of them was by an Australian psychologist called Robin Vickers-Willis. I don't know if that book's still around. I hope it is. But she outlines the process of a woman's transition from the first half of their lives to the second half of their lives. And it was here that I found some answers to my questions and some exercises to help me understand my own process, and some fascinating correlations to astrology, which I want to share with you today. Vickers-Willis states that women spend the first half of their lives aiming to achieve success according to society's values. This was certainly true in the past. I'm not sure if it still is. I hope it isn't. But anyway, in other words, we aim for a successful career, relationship, and perhaps a family. And she goes on to outline how women, particularly those growing up in the 50s and 60s, often aim to conform to the wishes of loved ones and those around them. So consequently, around the age of 35, many people start to question their lives, and in particular women. I'm pretty sure she went on to do a book for navigating midlife for men as well. So what happens around midlife is that we start to have an urge to live our lives according to our inner rather than our external values. You could call this a spiritual transition if you like, but it triggers a process of transition. And she says in her book that this transition period can take place anywhere from 35 to 50. And she likens the midlife journey to that of migrants leaving their home. First of all, migrants realise that they want something different, that they're not happy with their homeland. Now, of course, some are forced through external circumstances to seek a change, but this is more about a belief that there is a better way of life, an inner urge to have a better way of life or a different way of life. And if they listen to these deep stirrings from within, then they'll start to act. So they gather information about things such as living conditions in other countries, immigration possibilities, etc. They talk to friends, and as this process unfolds, they start to make choices, realizing that some friends, family members will stay behind. There's much soul-searching and many practical tasks, and treasures are packed while other things are discarded. And finally, the day comes when the migrants say goodbye to their familiar and loved homeland and loved ones. And next comes the voyage. They travel to countries such as, say, the USA and Australia, usually travel by sea. And this part of the journey provides plenty of opportunity for reflection on memories of the past and hopes for the future. Finally, there's that stepping onto a new land, the lack of familiarity with the migration procedures and setting up a new home in a new country, an element of fear of being on edge, but also of excitement and new possibilities. Anybody who wants to have a joyous reading of somebody being an immigrant, by the way, this is a complete aside, and maybe people in Australia already know this, but if you're following my podcast overseas, pick up Arne Doe's book. I think it's called Happy Places. He's a Vietnamese beautiful man who has traveled from Vietnam under quite extreme circumstances, but he makes it seem so funny and joyous. Anyway, as I said, that's an aside. These new migrants are now faced with freedom, independence, and the challenge of creating a new life. And as I was reading this, it's just so synchronistic. Astrology and the midlife transits. So these transits usually occur between the ages of 37 and 47. So already we see a correlation. And they start around 37, 38 with transiting Pluto square natal Pluto. This is the moment of realization, of change, of wanting things to be different, of can they be better in some way. Then from about 40 to 44, depending on your chart, transiting Neptune square natal Neptune. That's that time on the sea where you literally, sometimes you can feel that you are at sea, not really knowing what's going on, but it's that time of kind of coming to terms with the past in terms of your dreams and your hopes and your wishes and reflecting on what's worked and what hasn't and what's next. Do some need to be discarded? Do some need to be kept? It's that transition between an old way of life and a new way of life. And then we have, at the tail end of this transition, this midlife, transiting Uranus in opposition to natal Uranus. And Uranus is all about freedom and breaking free. So there's that real, let's get to that new land. Let's enjoy our freedom and some new possibilities. So you can see that if we're pretty happy with our lives and we just need to make some adjustments for those internal urges, then the transition is not necessarily as big. However, if we've been living our lives either according to somebody else's expectations, or perhaps it's just a natural shift from I've earned my money, I've set myself up, and now I'm ready to try something different. And you will begin to feel those urges around the age of 37. So listen to them. Look at the possibilities. You don't have to take immediate action. It's, okay, I would like this to happen or that to happen. How is that possible? In the same way that the migrant story is, I want a better life. I want to leave here. But how is that possible? Which country do I want to go to? Which country can I go to? All of these things can start to happen around that age of 37. Then when Neptune comes into square with Neptune, you can then reflect on what changes have you implemented, what still needs to be implemented. Are there any more kind of gradual dreams or hopes that you can make gradual changes for? And then by the time you get to 44, or everyone is slightly different. So consult an astrologer or email me at seeingwithstars@gmail.com and I can send you the timing of your midlife transits. But by the time you get to Uranus opposite Uranus, you want to be making those exciting changes, having left behind some things and being embracing new things. Otherwise, you're going to feel very, very restless, kind of like almost irritably restless, like I'm ready to break free. And, you know, what I always say, and I'm taking my own advice in terms of Uranus transits at the moment, which is don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. See what's making you so antsy, so anxious, so excited, so irascible, and just note that and then change what you can change, which is usually ourselves. As my old friend used to say, for things to change, I must change. Lastly, I will just share one book that I found particularly intriguing myself, and it's mentioned in the article that's in the show notes, and that's Tales of a Female Nomad by Rita Golden Gelman. She was incredibly generous in sharing her birth details with me, and I've got her story in my article as well. But, you know, pick up novels, see what, play with this, these changes. You know, I think so often we're scared of change that we kind of, oh gosh, I'm not happy, but I need to push that down. You don't have to make any external changes. You can still go to your day job or run your business or do whatever it is that you do to be productive without making any major changes straight off. Let the, it's Pluto, so it's not darkness, but let the subconscious, that's the word I'm looking for, let the subconscious come, rise up. Don't be scared of it. Just acknowledge it. Note it. Maybe put it in your journal. Write down Pluto square Pluto. I want a better life, and see what comes up. What's better? More spiritual? You've been too spiritual and too a will-o'-the-wisp and you need to actually have some material comfort? What is it that you feel is your next stage that's really going to change and adjust for your expectations and your own value system? I hope you found this podcast really intriguing and interesting, because I certainly find the whole concept intriguing, that these transits actually coincide with what we've known in society for a long time of this midlife crisis or transition. I've been told by my social media people that it's really important to leave reviews on these podcasts. So please, if you like these podcasts, a lot of them are what we call evergreen, so anyone can listen to them at any time. So please share with your friends, write a review. Let's get some of this wonderful astrology knowledge out to more people, because it really can be helpful to know how to navigate, not just midlife, but navigate life through the planets and the stars. So thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening to Seeing with Stars Astrology Podcast. If you've enjoyed this podcast, you can visit my website at www.seeingwithstars.net or follow me on Twitter or Instagram at Seeing with Stars. You may also subscribe and leave a review. May the stars shine on your path.